Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Friends of the program. AD saying if there's a tournament in Dubai, we're going.
Well, AD, it's been a tournament in Dubai every year for the last 20, and we hadn't gone yet.
Another friend, TC, said we could go to Jeddah, which is Saudi Arabia. We got an invite. A lot going on in the world, Brian.
Let's go.
Just so much hypocrisy. Just everybody admit you want the cash and stop dancing around it. You heard that music there. We're going to talk some football now. Our guy Pete Haley joins us, NBC Sports Washington. Hello, Peter. How do you do?
Good afternoon. Thank you to the show for being a little flexible so I could join you at 11 instead of the usual noontime because there's practice going on right now.
That's all Landfill. Thank Landfill specifically.
Yeah
he said that
did
up.
Did you know Landfill has been texting me via AI the past couple times?
He likes that. He does that with us.
I basically told Landfill, just take you off the show.
He's really
and
weird.
He insisted.
Maybe it's the robot keeping Pete on the show.
Yeah,
the
robot's
my favorite.
That's what I think it is.
Embracing AI.
What did you think of Ron's comments this morning, kicking off minicamp?
Pretty standard. He does a good job of diffusing the Chase Young and Montez Sweat absences. I don't know if that's how he feels privately, because there have been comments in the past to the team site, and Jack Del Rio's made comments in the past where they've been a little more harsh. But I think Ron did a good job of not turning up the noise. I think maybe some people will be perturbed that he didn't name Sam Howell starter. That's one thing I don't care about. I think they've been showing with their actions that Sam Howell is the starter. Jacoby Brissett hasn't really sniffed first-team reps, and if he gets a couple today or this week or in training camp, I won't panic. They are going with Sam Howell. Sam Howell has been looking pretty good in his good moments. He's impressed me. So if anyone is upset about that, I would say chill.
But I think today you're talking about mandatory minicamp, and they're moving forward. Why look in the rearview mirror to worry about who wasn't here before? Because they're here now.
Yeah, I think it's just good to, and Chase, I think, is talking after practice, and we're going to be doing a whole lot of looking back with him. It's just a thing we have to button up and get the final say on, and I think come Wednesday and Thursday, yes, we'll be focusing more on the present and how this team is looking for training camp, but when you only see this team once a week as opposed to the 4 or 5 days we see during the regular season, you got to check in, and there's a lot of storylines to cram into one presser. So it's more just a logistical thing that, like, we want to hear Ron's reaction to Chase arriving. We want to hear from Chase on why he didn't arrive. And then once we get all those quotes out there, then we can all officially close that chapter that I know you want to close.
Well, I think OTAs or not, Ron going back to the maturity comments, I think, stood out to me. And my question was fairly simple to him. And Landfill, maybe we can track down that audio. But I said, you know, Ron's been doing this a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is there something you look for at the end of the off-season program to know your team is kind of in the right spot? And he said, you know, I've talked about maturity in the past, and it's not so much maturity at this point. It's guys knowing where to be and wanting to be there. We all assume that's about Chase, but maybe it's about something else entirely. Maybe it's about something.
I made a big deal about maturity in the past. And I think I didn't assume that went to Chase, because I think he was throwing a lot of little things in here that I think he was touching a lot of people. Ron wants his team to take control to where it's not people always having to tell you what you need to do. Just do it. And I think they have to get the leaders on this team that are vocal. There are a bunch of leaders on this team that are not very vocal. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that are not vocal that are leaders don't really talk to a lot of people.
If you look at their two best players, mm-hmm. I'd say it's McLaurin and John Allen.
Yeah.
Both of them talk, but neither of them are like the rah-rah sideline. Like maybe you grow into that role.
But you don't need to be the rah-rah sideline guy. I'm talking about if I understand something is going on and I got a problem with it, I'm not going to just – like there are some people that would just take care of their business. I would like, hey, Pete, look, I need to talk to you later on. And look, man, this is what we're trying to do and blah, 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 blah. I would call you and brush stuff into it. I don't know if that's necessarily going, but I think that's the assumption a lot of people have. Leadership goes in different ways. There are leaders who always do theirs the right way, Art Monk.
Yep.
But then there are also leadership who does theirs the right way and will get in your ass if you don't mess up, Brian Mitchell. And I think that's the ultimate thing where – you don't always have to be that guy, but every once in a while, you got to get out of your comfort zone. A lot of people are in their comfort zone that I notice on this team that are leaders. They're in their comfort zone, and when you talk to people around, a lot of times they're not spoken to by those guys.
I would say maybe that's why Eric Bieniemy is here, or one of the things Eric Bieniemy can make the biggest difference is he is definitely the get-in-your-ass person, and when that's coming from a coach as opposed to a teammate, it can be taken different ways. Sometimes it's best to hear from a teammate who's doing the same things as you are, but sometimes you need a coach to strike a little fear in you. Not that Terry McLaurin is scared of Eric Bieniemy, but like these players need to know that when they make a mistake, however minute it is, whether it's in May or December, like it's going to be brought up, it's going to be discussed, and you might get embarrassed by it when they go through film or they scream at you on the practice field. And that is a way to hone people's focus and get them to pay attention to every part of their job, and I think that's what's been missing. So maybe the locker room doesn't have enough of those guys, and it would be better served if there are some more upfront leaders. But I think Bieniemy can assume that role as the coach because Ron doesn't really do that a ton. Del Rio doesn't do that a ton. Less when we're there and we're only here for 4% of their workday or whatever. But Bieniemy is definitely willing to be vocal.
Well, and if you think about that, two of the most vocal voices we've heard out here for some time were Pete Hayner and then John Matsko. And both those guys are gone. Hayner was his own volition. Matsko, I think they kind of agreed to walk away. It's bizarre that they can't make all their coaching announcements with whatever Castillo's new title is going to be, run game coordinator, whatever it is. I still don't understand why you need ownership situation to finalize for that. Like, you have contracts with these guys. You're already paying them. It's just changing titles, but that's an aside. So much of this is about Chase. Do you think it is, we'll go three little bears, is it too much, too little, or just right, how much focus there is on Chase Young being here when you had Sweat miss time, you had Leno miss time, and this is a mediocre team trying to get over the hump. Like, does it really matter? Should it matter?
Too much.
For me, it's too much.
I think it's too much because we focus on this one person when there are way more things that need to happen for them to become a better team. I think it's too much because one guy doesn't solve it, especially that guy. Because that quarterback situation is way bigger than Chase Young being here or not being here. And I think that's one thing we're going at. The offensive line, I think, is way bigger than Chase Young not being here. Because they have proven.
As far as what will matter this fall?
Yeah, they can stay afloat. They've proven that already without Chase out there. He can make them better if he comes back and be the guy we saw he was in his first year. The offensive line, we know, you got a young quarterback who needs to have a little time and some time to grow. If he's running for his life, he's not growing. So I think that's a bigger situation than that one person.
Yeah, I figured you would say too much, Brian, and JP, I thought you would too. I am at just right, and I said this a couple weeks ago on this very fine radio program, that Chase gets judged differently because of where he was taken, because of what he's supposed to be. And maybe that's not fair because, A, you shouldn't judge players on a different scale, or B, because Chase maybe isn't destined to become that. Maybe he's destined to just be like a Montez Sweat, like a good player, but not a franchise changer. But I still think at this point, second overall pick, a guy who likes all the attention, he likes being up front, he likes being kind of the center of it all. Well, if you want to take that approach, you deserve to be scrutinized heavily. And it's what happens to all superstars. And again, he's not a superstar right now, so maybe we should just start ignoring him. But
where you get picked happens the day you get picked. Because once you get beyond that 3-4 years down the road, where you got picked is thrown away. What if you were a fifth round pick and you become the starter? You should be expected to perform at the level of a starter, not just because you were a fifth round pick. The first year,
I mean, look at McLaurin.
The first year, I understand. Yeah, Terry's a third round pick. I judge Terry way more serious than I judge the other players around him because he's proven to be that over and over again. So after the first year is gone, to hell with that.
Yeah, I think it can always raise like a fifth. Cam Curl's a seventh rounder. I'm now paying attention to whether Cam Curl's doing team drills and he needs a new contract. So it can always move up, but it's hard to, when you start as a second overall pick, it's hard to forget that. It's hard for you to judge Chase Young as like a third rounder now.
It's not judging him as a third rounder. I'm now judging him as a player consistently. And if he has already now gotten to the point where his play is not the level it's supposed to be, I'm not going to sit up here and keep judging him based off a second year. I'm going to judge him based off of what is he doing at the moment. Because right now, his positioning has nothing to do with his performance now. He now has to take a major step.
I think that's fair. At this point, second overall pick, second round, fifth round, Under Armour commercials, no longer has the commercials. It's Ron saying proof is in the pudding, which is kind of like a weird old Jell-O phrase. But, like, that's where we're – I think it's entirely possible, and I've said this, as soon as they didn't pick up that option, it's entirely possible he's not even on the roster week one. Like, I would only say it's like a 5% chance. But, like, when you go down this path – very rarely leads to things working out. Now, it kind of has for them.
It worked out for them last year.
It worked out with Payne.
It worked
out with Payne. So maybe that's their track.
But see, this is the thing. So I would ask both of you. You all are here every day. I know you thought Payne was going to be out of here, was not coming back.
I did too.
I'm sure you did too.
Yeah.
So now that it worked for Payne, the whole concept and the way that the media thinks now that, oh, they made Payne work, it just worked out for Payne. Normally, that crap does not work. When you don't take the option and the person goes out and perform well, they normally force your hand to make you let them go. Now, Payne wanted to come back. If Chase goes out right now and has a great year, what if Montez has one too? What the hell happens? And what if both, they're the same age, don't they?
Yeah.
What if both of them say, we're not signing that crap. You can't keep them on your roster forever. You're going to have to eventually let them go and start getting some other people. They can force your hand. The way it worked for Payne was just perfect. How everything should go if you want it to go that way. But for the most part, it never happens like that.
And I also think Deron is a different dude that maybe didn't want to have to deal with free agency and taking tours and all that kind of stuff and was happy to just get the deal done. Maybe didn't want to be tagged and all the stuff that brings. I don't know that we'll – I mean, it's overly trite, but we're not going to know until we see him on the field. I found it interesting and – I don't know that this is a theory or what, B, but this knee injury to still be discussed, that Ron's like, we think he's fully healthy. The doctors say he's fully healthy, but we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. I wonder on some level if Chase knows what he was prior to that injury and whether he has a distorted view of what he was in the second season, even before he got hurt. Mm-hmm. But the first season, the second half of that year, when he was healthy, when he got through the hip thing, he was disruptive. He was super disruptive. Mm-hmm. I wonder if somewhere in the way back of his mind, he's worried he'll never get back there. And that's why the knee is something he leans on.
That's a great possibility. And I think ultimately because, and I've said it before, it comes down to confidence in that knee. Because when people go through it, I think we as people looking at him and things like that, we just say, oh, he got to come back because we saw somebody else come back. But if you talk to anybody that went through a major injury, you're going to ask them what was the biggest hurdle to get over? Mental. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the physical. The guys have worked out all their lives. They'll get through that. But just to go out and just do without thinking about it, it takes a lot of people a lot of damn time.
This will be, and it's an obvious statement, but a turning point in Chase Young's career because not only do you have to prove to yourself that you're healthy, you have to prove to the NFL that you can handle being slapped in the face and having your option declined. I would imagine that Chase Young, his football career up until a couple seasons ago, was pretty damn dreamlike, movie-like. He was always the best player. was always told how good he was, succeeded in high school, succeeded at Ohio State, was drafted number two. Like, nothing went wrong. This past couple years, personal contract and, like, reputation, it's all gone down for him, and we'll see. Does he respond to all that and give middle fingers to dummies like me who are doubting him? Or does he just fold and
if
go
he come
away?
To the Brian Mitchell School, he'll give y'all middle fingers.
Right, he'll borrow more middle fingers to get.
Because I think ultimately,
but this is a gut check for him. Yeah, this is a
situation where he has to realize that what has happened, good or bad, has happened, is what's going to happen. What happens next? You got to people that have had success and have not had success got to stop living in the past.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
And I hope he's got that good advice.
So today it'll be the story. I can't imagine they're making him available today, right?
Sean was going through the names when I was down there. I couldn't hear. But the expectation is that he will talk at some point.
Sure, but it's 3 days. And if I had to guess, and
they'll wait for.
I'm no PR professional.
I'll talk on the last day, and I'm rolling out of here.
You're going to have the most people here today.
Yep.
And then tomorrow there'll be – I mean, that press room was packed. Tomorrow there'll be a little less people. Thursday there'll be less people. That's when I would have him talk.
Yeah.
If I was in charge of this thing.
Or he may talk Tuesday, and then all of a sudden they decide not to practice Tuesday.
Right.
Actually, he's going to
We'll get one-on-ones for everybody on Tuesday.
What's remarkable about this, and we talk about interesting versus important, for this team to succeed this fall, how important is it that Chase Young returns to his rookie form? For this team to succeed this fall, how important is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's Howell, it's Bieniemy's impact, it's overall health of the team. Those are all more important. But I'd say Chase
overall, the defense performed well last year without him.
Yeah, they performed well. It's great.
But if he was involved,
but yeah, there's always
playing, he's capable of playing.
There's always the question of what more could they do.
Sure.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, how important is it for this team to have a good season that Chase Young has a good season?
Well,
because I think it's fairly far down the list. I think you need dominant interior play. I think you need your secondary to be better. I think you need
your O line to
your
be better.
Your O line. I mean, I just think there's so much. I mean, seriously, where is Chase on the list? And that's an unfortunate aside of him largely being gone for 2 years. They had to figure this stuff out.
Well, the defense did play quite well without him, but still, that defense was on a team that didn't make the playoffs and was eliminated by the finale. So, like, the defense was really good, but it wasn't close enough to playoff quality. So if you add Chase Young to that, that can raise the entire profile of the defense. That can help all those guys. It can be a multiplier.
You don't think the defense last year was playoff quality?
The offense was god awful. It didn't produce a playoff quality team. So, like, sure, the defense was good, but, like, there needs to be more good
for
this team to raise up.
You look at last year and say that the defense wasn't good enough?
The team wasn't good enough with that good defense. So, like,
the offense was terrible.
I know, but I'm saying for that, maybe the defense has to be even better.
Like, unless Chase Young's going to play running back.
I don't think he is. I haven't seen him do that.
I'm
saying you need more from the defense because this defense was one of the best in the NFL, and the team didn't really have a chance in the postseason.
I don't know how you can look at last year and say you need more from the defense when the offense was terrible.
You need more turnovers from the defense.
Turnovers, and if you want to specifically look at that Browns game, the defense got gashed in the second half.
Niners game, too. I mean, they have to add more. They can't plummet at all. Yes, the offense has to be way better. That unit has far more pressure, but we also feel a lot better about the defense. If the defense slips at all, then the bottom of this thing could fall out because the offense is all perspective. We hope, we think, we project. The defense is, we're banking on it. If that defense doesn't do what we need it to do as
they're
going to
have to play like they did last year or better for them, for the team.
And that's where I think Chase can be one of the few things that makes it better and expands its abilities. But, yeah, you're right. O-line, Howell, Bieniemy, overall health, the schedule. Like, there's a lot of factors. But Chase, to me, is still five or six.
Let's just say the players, like name the players. Because to me, I got Allen, Payne, Howell, McLaurin. If you want to say the line as a collective group or if you want to be specific.
Yeah, that's 10, basically.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The pixels dedicated to a conversation, the discourse dedicated to Chase versus the actual hierarchy of which he lands, I think are dramatically distorted.
Definitely the balance isn't right.
Now, that's tricky in a 53-man roster, right? Like,
it's
hard to single one person out.
But Chase Young being elite or close to it immediately vaults him into that five. He could be a John Allen. He could be Dron Payne. He could be better. He was drafted and expected to be better. And that's why this is frustrating, because we don't really know whether to expect him to be better anymore. Can he get there, or is he now just destined to be the 20th most important player on a team? Right now, I'm still holding out hope that he is a cornerstone difference maker, even though there are a lot of reasons to expect otherwise. So I'm reserving space for him in that table of the most important Commanders. But if it doesn't come through this year, then his chair is gone, and I will forget about Chase Young ever making like Pro Bowls and being elite again.
Were you glad Ron didn't do the competition bit when asked about is Chase starting spot back?
Yeah. Ron can be a little bit of a hardo, old school, earn your spot guy. He's been that way with past players. But, like, we don't need to pretend that Chase Young and Casey Tuhill are of the same ilk necessarily. Tuhill and James Smith Williams, those guys contribute and are good in their roles. But Chase Young, just the investment and the potential, deserves to be the starter, and let's not even fake with it.
Peter, thank you for the time, buddy.
Hey, I wish you guys a lot of success in the future, more success than you've had in the past, which is a lot of success.
We take it.
Good.
Weird way to sign off, but thanks, buddy.
No problem.
That's our guy, Pete Haley, out here wishing us all success. Thanks, buddy. That's like a eulogy. When we come back, I got some very, very specific and interesting numbers about win totals for the Commanders.
Ooh.
Do you think they'll have better odds to win 10 games or 5 games, B?
Better odds to win 5.
I'll tell you when we come back. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.